I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Donald Trump will face a number of foreign policy challenges if he makes it to the White House. We've already discussed today Trump's views on the NATO alliance and the Middle East. In a moment, we'll hear about ongoing reaction in Mexico to Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric. First, though, an update on the protests brewing in Mexico for more than 2 months. Trouble began in the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca as a labor dispute between a teachers union and the state government. But it is a national dispute, too, over a controversial education reform bill passed by Mexico's federal government. About a month ago, police in Oaxaca opened fire on protesters who had blocked a highway. At least 8 people were killed. Reporter Shannon Young lives in Oaxaca and is following the story.
When the killings happened, the federal police commander came out and said, well, the agents weren't even armed, not even with riot batons. And when faced with photographic and video evidence to the contrary, there was a claim that the photos were fake. Only after international media organizations like the Associated Press offered to share their metadata to prove the authenticity of the photos was there an additional backpedal, and the official version of events was changed to, yes, police were armed, but they were responding to an ambush.
So let's get behind the dispute over the reform bill. What's it really about? Are we talking education and the way children are taught in Oaxaca and Mexico, or is it really more political?
The teachers themselves, especially the teachers with the CENTE, the dissident wing of Mexico's teachers union, have said this is really more about a labor and administrative reform rather than about education in general or in the way that children are taught. So if the goal is to change the education system, why not start with the actual lesson plans and the criteria and the curriculum rather than prohibiting teachers from going on strike or tying their job security to standardized tests?
Some of that dispute sounds a lot like themes here in American education: teacher accountability, standardized testing, union, strong or weak. I mean, do you see that too?
Yes, yes. And I think that when people are trying to understand the full implications of where this could go in the future, they can look at the U.S. and see what has happened, for example, with, you know, not only the weakening of unions, but the charterization of public schools, or making it to where the poorest public schools end up getting stuck in a cycle of having their schools shut down due to low performance. And then that, you know, leads to overcrowding. It's kind of seen as a omen, if you will, of what could happen in the schools here in Mexico. And I think that that's probably why teachers in the poorest states are pushing back against this the hardest.
Speaking of looking at the U.S., Shannon, with tonight's acceptance speech by Republican nominee Donald Trump, a man who's called Mexicans rapists and criminals and wants Mexico to pay for a construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, how is Trump's nomination being received down in Oaxaca?
I don't really get the sense that people here are hanging on Donald Trump's every word, you know, getting ready to react to his acceptance speech. But there's more of a general air of horrified disbelief that a person who has used such blatantly offensive rhetoric with regards to Mexicans and made building this border wall such a central part of his campaign has actually gone on to become the GOP candidate. I'll get questions from friends and acquaintances of, you know, is this really happening? Do you think that this man will actually become the president? You know, I think people are kind of just watching with clenched teeth and hoping that their neighbors don't vote for somebody who has been so openly hateful of Mexico and Mexicans.
Reporter Shannon Young in Oaxaca, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.